diesel generators drone on in downtown Petersburg this month, running around the clock 7 days a week. The borough's utility director, Carl Hagerman, says that's going to continue.
I do want to thank the community for any conservation measures that they've put into place in their homes and businesses. It does help, and I just encourage everybody to stay the course for the time being. As long as we're burning diesel fuel, any conservation is going to help the bottom line in the long run.
The bottom line has improved with a break in the winter weather. Parts of Southeast received several inches of rain in the middle of the month, even breaking some daily rainfall records in places. That was followed by sunny days and record-setting warm temperatures.
Looks like the onset of spring, things are improving a little bit, but still hasn't really taken off as far as substantial level increases.
Hagerman's referring to water levels at Petersburg's three sources of hydroelectric power, which are improving but are still just above empty. The main source for Petersburg and Wrangell is Tyee Lake on the mainland near Wrangell. The surface of that lake dropped to a low point of just below 1,259 feet above sea level earlier this month. As of March 21st, it had climbed about 4 feet. Still, that's almost 130 feet below a full reservoir, and it's still just above the minimum allowed by the federal permit for the project. At Swan Lake near Ketchikan, the surface of that reservoir reached a low point of 280 feet of elevation when it was shut down to save water this winter. It has rebounded over 6 feet, but is still not being used for power generation to allow it to fill further. And at Petersburg's hydro plant at Crystal Lake on southern Mitkoff Island, that reached a winter low point of just under 8.5 feet above its intake pipe. It has come up almost a foot in the past week. Hagerman explains the power system isn't quite to that typical time of year when the lakes start to refill in earnest.
More so in April and May is when we start to see a large amount of inflows from snowmelt and rainy weather. And we're not quite there yet, although we're seeing signs. You know, the lakes are coming up instead of going down, so we're sure we're looking for any silver lining right now.
Hagerman still wants to impress on power customers in Petersburg to continue with conservation.
Any power that we can conserve in our system right now is helping out with our diesel burn, burning less fuel and using less water out of Tyee. And all both of those things help our situation dramatically. So any conservation that can be done could still be observed and try to help out the situation until further notice.
The warmer weather has also meant a drop in electrical demand as customers turn down heaters. And for the moment, that diesel bill in Petersburg and Wrangell is being covered by the owner of the Swan and Tyee plants, the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. But the SEPA board is due to meet in a special meeting Thursday, March 28th, and will be revisiting reservoir management and diesel generation in the communities. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.